بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا أخوة، إن شاء الله we continue today. We finish كتاب الاعتكاف. This one we have finished the chapter of fasting, all of it. باب الاعتكاف. Devotional retreat. Here he called it اعتكاف. اعتكاف defined as the Shaykh رحمه الله said Ibn قدامة. وهو لزوم المسجد لطاعة الله تعالى فيه. He said, this means abiding, staying in the masjid for the worship of Allah most, for the worship of Allah most high. So, what is i'tikaf? I'tikaf is to abide and remain in the masjid. To remain in the masjid. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 187. So he said, وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. That means i'tikaf in the masjid only. It cannot be in a hall. It cannot be in your house. It cannot be. It has to be in something that is known amongst the Muslims that it is a masjid. If it is center that only for lectures, you can't do i'tikaf in it. Today we have this phenomenon. We have centers where people do i'tikaf. Is that a masjid? We say if that center, you pray the five daily salawat in it, yani there is a five daily salawat, there is khutbah jum'ah, then it is considered as masjid and you can do i'tikaf. But if there is no daily salawat, take an example, Bankstown Hall. Just an example. Where they do only Salat Jum'ah and Salat Taraweeh. Some boys decided to rent it out and make i'tikaf in it. Just an example. For the last 10 days of Ramadan. Can they do that? We say no, because this is not considered in Sharia as masjid. Also, very important, there is nothing in the Quran and the Sunnah to specify the number of days of i'tikaf outside Ramadan. Because i'tikaf can be in Ramadan and i'tikaf outside Ramadan. Someone decide to do the i'tikaf outside Ramadan. It can be outside Ramadan, but is no specific number. Inside Ramadan, we all know that the Prophet ﷺ did i'tikaf the last 10, in the last year he did the last 20 days. Here he said, because in hadith in Bukhari, that Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, O Messenger of Allah, I have made intention to do i'tikaf for one night. Then, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Awfi binadhrik, fulfill the vow. So if you made intention, or you made nadhr and to do i'tikaf, then you can do the i'tikaf. One night, two nights, three nights, there is nothing clear how many days. That's why Ibn Qudama يقول رحمه الله وهو سنة لا يجب إلا بالنذر فيلزم الوفاء به. He said it is sunnah, meaning doing i'tikaf is what? It is sunnah, meaning it is not obligation unless a person takes it as another. Takes it what? As what? Another. يعني if he says, what is another? Vow. Yeah, vow, nadhar. But if someone says, Allah, if Allah gives me a boy, I'm going to slaughter three sheep. Then it becomes obligation if Allah gives him a boy. Just an example. Well, someone says, Allah, if I pass the exam, I'm going to make nadhar 3 days. So nadhar i'tikaf 3 days. Then you do i'tikaf 3 days. Right? But the nadhar is not preferred to do nadhar. And yani the proof, it is sunnah, yani it is the consensus of ummah. All the ummah, they know the i'tikaf, it's sunnah, it is not obligation. So you're not obligated to do i'tikaf, but it's preferred to do i'tikaf. And also, it becomes obligation when you say, when you make it as another. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, مَن نَذَرَ أَن يُطِيعَ اللَّهِ فَلْيُطِيعْهُ. In the Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever takes a vow that he will obey Allah in some type of ibadah, then he has to do it. وَيَصُحُّ مِنَ الْمَرْأَةِ فِي كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. It is allowed, here he said, For a woman, it is valid in every masjid aside from the masjid of her own home. What does it mean? Here, the woman is allowed to do i'tikaf also. In any masjid that she chooses, she's allowed to do i'tikaf, except in the masjid of her own home. What does it mean? It means every woman has, it's supposed to be in your house, there has to be a place that you usually pray in, and this is called your masjid. Why? The woman, she doesn't go to the masjid a lot, so her place of salat is where? Aha, that's her masjid. Here he said, وَيَصِحُّ مِنَ الْمَرْأَةِ فِي كُلِّ مَسْجِدِ. It is allowed for a woman to do i'tikaf in every masjid. Meaning, the shaykh, he means here, that any place she can do i'tikaf, she can do i'tikaf, so it doesn't have to be the masjid that there is in it salat al-jum'ah, like the man. She can do the i'tikaf inside her own home, but any place that considered a masjid. We don't have that here in Australia. You have it in the Muslim countries. How is that? Yani, there are in, for example, take example Saudi Arabia or in Egypt, there are places where a small masjid in your street, where you don't pray Jum'ah day, you just pray the five daily salawat. You go down in the morning, 2 minute walk, you pray Salat al-Fajr and you come back home. This is a musalla or a masjid, which is no Salat Jum'ah there. Salat al-Jum'ah, you go to the main masjid in the city. You understand? You have the main masjid of the city, which is the big, huge masjid, and you have small musallayat. Some in Egypt and other places, sometimes the building have a musalla half of this one. Just the people in the building, there's an imam who prays, and all the people in this building and a couple of buildings around it, they come and pray in that musalla. It's known. No Jum'ah, no khutbah, nothing, no durus, it's only you pray and go home. The durus are in the main masajid, the Jum'ah is in the masajid. This is to make it easier on the people to pray in jama'ah. And that is called what? A masjid, but not like the masajid that is known to be the main masajid. For a man, an i'tikaf has to be in the main masjid that Salat al-Jum'ah and the jama'ah established in it. Tayyib, Salat al-Jama'at, the congregational. For the woman, she can do i'tikaf in this small masajid. ولا يصح من الرجل إلا في مسجد تقام فيه الجماعة. And it is not allowed from a man to do i'tikaf except in a masjid that al-jama'a is established in. طيب. You have to remember why the sheikh said the woman she can do in a masjid that the jama'a, يعني أن jumu'ah is not established in it. Because the woman, does she have to pray the jumu'ah? No. أنت if you do an i'tikaf in a place that doesn't pray jumu'ah, then you have to go out and pray your i'tikaf for what? For Salat al-Jum'ah and for Salat al-Jama'ah. True or not? That means then there is no i'tikaf. That's why the i'tikaf have to be in a place that you pray the Jama'ah and the Jum'ah in. But for the woman, it doesn't have to be. Why? Because there's no Jama'ah, no Jum'ah is obligatory on the woman. We understand it? Good. Let's move. وَاَعْتِكَافُهُ فِي مَسْجِدٍ تُقَامُ فِيهِ الْجُمْعَةِ أفضل. He said, and for him to do i'tikaf in a masjid that the Jumu'ah, Salat al-Jumu'ah is done in it, is better. So he doesn't have to leave. So the Shaykh is saying he can do the i'tikaf in a masjid that the Jama'ah is established in, but it is better to do it in a masjid that al-Jumu'ah is established in also. So as you see here, all of this so far in reality, you think about it, it is there in the book, but it is not practical. Because here, every masjid that you do i'tikaf, there is what? The five daily salawat done in it, and the Jum'ah is done. He said, وَمَنْ نَذَرَ الْاِعْتِكَافَ وَالصَّلَاةَ فِي مَسْجِدٍ فَلَهُ فِعْلُ ذَلِكَ فِي غَيْرِهِ إِلَّا الْمَسَاجِدَ الثَّلَاثَ. He said, and whomever, he who vows to make i'tikaf or prayer in a particular masjid, may do so in a different masjid unless he vows to do it in one of the three masajid. Here he said, the Shaykh rahimahullah, he said, if you make a vow to do i'tikaf, then you can do it in any masjid that you like. Yani you said, nadhar upon me, if Allah gives me a boy or give me a child, I'm going to do i'tikaf 3 days. Do you do it here in Bankstown? Do you do it here in Lakemba? Do you do it in Lebanon when you go to Lebanon for a holiday, or in Fiji or somewhere? Or you have to do it in a specific masjid? He said, anywhere that you like. Anywhere that you like. Except al-masajid al-thalatha. If you do i'tikaf, if you make another, that you want to do i'tikaf in Masjid al-Haram, in Haram in Mecca, then you can't do it in Medina. You can't do it anywhere else. فَإِذَا نَذَرَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ لَزِمَهُ. If he make nadhar in the Masjid al-Haram, then it becomes incumbent and obligatory on him. He said, وَإِن نَذَرَ فِي مَسْجِدِ الْمَدِينَةِ فَلَهُ فِعْلُهُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Look how the Shaykh is going up. He said, if you make another to do it in Masjid in Medina, you're allowed to do it in Medina and in Mecca, but not in the Aqsa. Why? Because the one in Mecca better than the one in Medina, and the reward is multiplied. You see how? And he said, يعني, and وَإِن نَذَرَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى فَلَهُ فِعْلُهُ فِيهِمَا. And if you make another in Masjid al-Aqsa, then you can do it in Medina or in Mecca. You see how? But if you do in another in Mecca, you can't do it except in Mecca. But don't do another, Allah يرضى عليك, because the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يأتي بخير. The another doesn't come with good. It only to take out from the miser. Who makes a lot of another is the miser. Yani, for example, if you don't normally pray tahajjud, you say, wallahi, if Allah make me pass the exam, I'm going to do nazar, I'm going to pray 50 rak'at. That means you don't pray tahajjud. Because if you pray tahajjud, you're not going to do that, eh? If you say, for example, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill this for me, I'm going to fast 3 days. And you don't fast normally 3 days, eh? You normally make a vow on things you don't usually do. That's why. And here, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, it is yustakhraju. You can take, yani the nadr is to bring out something from the bakhil. Imagine someone doesn't give sadaqah at all. And he says, wallah, if Allah gives me this, I'm going to give $10 fi sabilillah. $10. That shows you bakhil. Yani, isn't it usually you give $10 for sabilillah every now and then, or more? You see. So another, usually it reflects on someone that he does not do the act of ibadah, and it come here to do the act of ibadah. Here he said, وَيُسْتَحَبُّ لِلْمُعْتَكِفِ الْإِشْتِغَالُ بِفِعْلِ الْقُرَبِ. SubhanAllah. طبعا, of course, before I carry on, because we nearly, this chapter is short. Of course, why Ibn Qudama rahimahullah, he said, in Mecca, then you do in Mecca, and in Medina you do in Mecca, you can do in Mecca and in Medina, and in Aqsa you can do in any one of the three, because of the reward. Because the Salat in Mecca is what? With? As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, Abi Darda marfu'an, fadlu salati fi al-masjid al-haram ala ghayrihi mi'atu alfi salat. He said the virtue of the Salat in the Masjid al-Haram, in any over any masjid, is 100,000. وفي مسجدي ألف صلاة, and in my masjid 1,000, وفي مسجدي بيت المقدس 500 صلاة, and in بيت المقدس is 500 صلاة. And also another in hadith رواه الإمام أحمد, he said on the day of opening, Jabir bin Abdullah, he said that a man, he said on the day of opening, يا رسول الله إني نذرت إن فتح الله عليك مكة أن أصلي في بيت المقدس. He said, oh Rasulullah, I have made another. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open for you مكة, I'm going to pray في بيت المقدس. You see, he said, if مكة you open it, I'm going to pray in بيت المقدس. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, فقال صلي هاهنا, pray here, يعني in مكة. فسأله فقال صلي هاهنا. Then he asked him, he said, pray here. فسأله, يعني he asked him three times, فقال فشأنك ذا. This is your business. شوف, here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is trying to make him an easier on the companion. What he said? He said, if Allah opens Mecca, I'm going to pray in Bayt al-Maqdis. He said, pray here. And it's better than Bayt al-Maqdis, in Mecca. He said, no, but I said Bayt al-Maqdis. He said, but pray here.
Shuf, this is Rasulullah, and people like to argue. You see? Then he asked him the third time. He said, that's your business. You want to make it harder on yourself and travel all the way to Bayt al-Maqdis? With all means, go. But I'm making it easier on you. You can pray here at 100,000. Why do you want to travel for 500? Shuf, subhanAllah al-Azim. But some people like to argue. وَيُسْتَحَبُّ لِلْمُعْتَكِفِ الْإِشْتِغَالُ بِفِعْلِ الْقُرَى. It is mustahab, preferred for the mu'takif to get busy with acts that bring him closer to Allah. Meaning, in i'tikaf, you get busy with reading the Qur'an, serving the brothers, meaning when the time of iftar comes, you help preparing the food, you clean up the masjid, you do hadi ibadah, bi dhikrillah, or the salat. Alhamdulillah, we do i'tikaf, we spend in everything, you see the brothers, you watch the brothers, half an hour apart from tarawih, half an hour during the day to 1 hour, salat, 10 hours sleep, Bayim, he sleeps 10 hours, and also after Fajr, he sleeps another 5 hours, so that's 15 hours. Sleeping, he gets up, and he wants to listen to a lecture. Yalla, Sheikh, you make us a dars. You make him a dars. He got himself entertained. Then he reads half an hour, then it is Asr. He prays Asr and goes to sleep again. Wake him up 10 minutes before Maghrib. What kind of i'tikaf is this? Of course, this is i'tikaf, but you're not getting the full reward. Get yourself busy with the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see the brothers, they see me. Our first day, everyone, enthusiastic. Yalla, Quran, yalla. Next day, it's boring. They sit talking, or you love the iPhone these days. Yalla, iPhone. Or his iPad, or his laptop. Yalla, surfing, Gumtree, and the trading post, and looking for cards and everything, and put them on the favorite. He doesn't want to do business in Attica, but when he gets out, yeah, bro, did you sell that car, man? Did you sell that Gemini? Mahak? In the day, it's Gemini. Now, what cars? Yeah? What cars now the boys like to buy and sell? Subaru, huh? Subaru used to be Swift. What's your one? That's the other. No, the Swift, the other one, the little one. Which one? Swift. Used to be the Swift, before that was the Gemini. Yeah. The ones that put the dice in. In the lower seat, and he's going with Tupac playing, yeah? And now they price it, because now the boys, they don't sell dope anymore, they know they're good boys, they hang the Quran, and they play now jihadi machine. They drive in the Subaru, right? They think we don't pick on this, eh? They think we don't notice it. Now we do notice, yani, how the Shabab evolve, yeah? But the deen still have to be a gangster mentality, and he doesn't take the deen to be a deen, no. He used to be in a gang called the Bandidos. He become religious, he wants to do a Bandidos inside Islam. Mahan, a sheikh that he follows and he walk with, and that's it. Tayyib. We got to delete that one. وَيُسْتَحَبُّ لِلْمُعْتَكِفِ الْإِشْتِغَالُ بِالْقُرَبِ. It is preferred for the mu'takif to get himself busy with the act of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this time the ibadah is multiplied. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is in the hadith narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا اعتكف دخل معتكفه واشتغل بنفسه ولم يجالس أصحابه ولم يحادثهم كما كان يفعل قبل الاعتكاف فدل على أنه أفضل. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to the i'tikaf comes, he used to go inside his khibr. What is khibr? He used to make a little tent inside, or little shelter inside the masjid. طيب. And he prays, and he enters that khibr and sit in it for ibadatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some brothers, يعني, when I do i'tikaf, I have a little room, I go, some brothers say, Abu Adnan is doing i'tikaf, we never see him sitting in the room. But that's the sunnah. The sunnah is to take a spot and not to mix too much, unless it is necessary, or you need to. Right? You sit in that khibr, you don't come out of it, or you sit in that spot, you busy yourself with reading the Qur'an, resting, revising, dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, sometimes can get a bit boring, you go play a little bit with the shabab, yani mean playing sometimes, they play a little soccer game or something, or tarwih an nafs, whatever it is, to sit down with the brothers, talk about beneficial issues. But the brothers,
يعني you find some places of اعتكاف والله you want to avoid. He said واجتناب ما لا يعنيه من قول وفعل. He said and to avoid words and actions that are none of his concern. So he needs to avoid, like as we يعني mentioned earlier, that he does not also not to cause, for example, يشوش يعني على الآخرين, not to distract others and others' عبادة, not to distract others and their عبادة, and let them do their عبادة, don't speak loudly. In people in اعتكاف, some brothers, they decide to pray all night, they pray till Fajr and they go to sleep. أنت, you wake up 8 o'clock, mashallah, because you barely prayed اعتكاف and you went to snore your head off. So the other brothers, they haven't slept all night, they're in عبادة. So when you talk, go to the far corner of the masjid, talk with a low voice, especially if you see someone sleeping. طيب, why? This is the etiquettes, and this is from also the ukhuwa in Islam, brotherhood in Islam. So we need to pay attention to that. Here he said, وَلَا يَخْرُجُ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ إِلَّا لِمَا لَا بُدَّ لَهُ مِنْهُ. And he does not leave the masjid except for necessity or need. Here, he does not leave the masjid except for what? Necessity or need. Here, Aisha radiallahu anha in hadith Sahih Muslim, she said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ إِذَا اعْتَكَفْ يُدْنِي إِلَيَّ رَأْسَهُ فَأُرْجِلَهُ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he's in the i'tikaf, he'll bring his head. Remember, inshallah, if you end up going to the Hajj and you go to Medina, Masjid al-Rasul, you see how the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, especially inshallah, if you end up, يعني, if you're with an expert sheikh, he knows the structure of Masjid Medina, he can show you exactly how the door was and where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم door and where is the house of Abu Bakr used to be and where is the house of Uthman and Abu Ayyub al-Ansari and how they were structured. Of course, today they have marks for that. You have to really be know the area very well to know these things. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to come near his house and put his head inside the house, and she used to give his wife Aisha his head, and she used to comb his hair صلى الله عليه وسلم and smooth it for him. وَكَانَ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْبَيْتَ إِلَّا لِحَاجَةٍ إِذَا كَانَ مُعْتَكِفًا. She continued to say, and he never used to enter the house except for a need when he is in اعتكاف. طيب. So here he said, الخروج من الاعتكاف only for necessity and need. Remember the masajid in the days of the Prophet ﷺ, the urinals and the toilet wasn't inside the masjid like today. So they have to walk away from the masjid and come back to the masjid. This is when they used to leave. Or to eat or drink in his house if there is no one to bring the food. Meaning if he goes to the masjid, if he's doing i'tikaf and there's no one to bring the food or drink, then what does he do? He will travel. He's allowed to go and buy food and come back. Let's say he's doing i'tikaf and there is no one bringing him, he's by himself or he's in his friend. There's nowhere to cook, so they need to go out and buy some kebab or some manoush or some pizza or something so they can have. You're allowed to go out and come back straight away. طيب. Also, يعني, for example, in some masajid like the haram or something, they will not allow you to bring food inside. Just an example, in some masajid, يعني, we've seen some masajid that are run by people, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, they don't allow you to eat in the masjid. They don't allow you to drink in the masjid. Why? Because the carpet is too expensive. You're going to ruin their carpet. So what do? You have to go out. If this is the only masjid that you can do i'tikaf, you have to go out and come back. And they cannot tell you not to do i'tikaf. They tell you don't eat. Then what happens? You need to go out to bring food and so on. طيب. It is also allowed to go to visit the sick or to follow a funeral. It is allowed to go visit the sick and follow the funeral. How? Oh, because the dalil, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, he was in the i'tikaf. He left with his wife Safiya, so he came take her home. You see, he took his wife Safiya to what? To drop her off home. So if there is a need, you have to go out, then you can. If there's someone, for example, sick, and you're going to visit him and you're in i'tikaf, you can go to visit the sick and come back. Now, of course, restricted to visit the sick. Yani, you're going from one suburb to another suburb to visit the sick. It doesn't mean you go run around half the world. You go past the workshop and you go past here and past there, and the wife, and go have a shower and sleep a couple of hours and come back, and I went visited the sick. No, you go visit and you come back. Same thing, you follow funeral. You go and come back to follow funeral. And that's it. You can't. إلا أن يشترط. Here he said, you can't يعني run around. Here he said, إلا أن يشترط. Except unless he makes a condition. Except if he makes a condition. فإن اشترط المعتكف عند شروعه الاعتكاف أن يخرج الكهف. طيب. Here he said, except if you make a condition. Meaning, when you do the i'tikaf, you can intend to, you can make an intention that I need to go out to attend these lessons. Like for example, in my case, I'm a teacher, I have a college, I have a student, I need to teach them. I go to my i'tikaf, but when I do my i'tikaf, I intend. There are 2 days a week, I have to leave for 2 hours to go teach my students and come back. You can do that. Condition, and here Ibn Qudamah, he allows that, and this is correct. Why? It is like the waqf. It is like the waqf. What it means, the waqf? The waqf is, for example, you do a, what you call endowment. I don't know if this is the correct English word to it. I'll explain what is the waqf. The waqf is, Ahmed, he's a millionaire. He bought a building. He said, this building is fi sabilillah. I want to rent this building for a cheaper price, and the rent goes to the poor. Now, once he make an intention, it's waqf, he cannot go back. Meaning, khalas, it becomes out of his ownership. And the Muslim imara, or Amir al-Mu'mineen, or al-Wazara, the Ministry of Awqaf, takes it from him, and they will rent it out, and the rent goes to the poor and the needy. That is called waqf. In the Muslim countries, this is in the thousands. Someone buys a shop, and he says, if I die, this shop goes waqf, and the rent of it is for the Muslims. He owns the shop, like this one. Or someone buys a shop like this one and he says, Ta'ali Ya Wisam, this shop is for you, rent free, khalas, forever. Tayyib, and as long as it is a masjid. This is called what? Waqf. Now, this is awqaf, and it is known, it is awqaf in Muslim. Same thing, every masjid here in reality, when the organization, XYZ organization goes out and put it in its name. Reality, this is not theirs. It's Muslim waqf. Yani the people, for example, in Sabab Campbelltown or La Kempa or whatever, they collect money from you, all of you, to buy a masjid. And then they put it in their name. 10 brothers, they say, okay, we are an Islamic organization. We register it and we put it in our name. Of course, they don't put it in their name because they don't own it. It's the organization, and you trusted them to buy the masjid. And that is fine, because that's the only way to do it here in the Western country. But they should not have the last say. It's the Muslim community who has the last say, because this is what waqf. It is awqaf al Muslimin. They have no right to sell it and buy it and do whatever they like with it. It is awqaf al Muslimin. Now you see a brother yesterday, he was selling dope. Today he becomes a deen, him and a few mates, that, and he collected from the Muslims. He buy a place, and then khalas, it's his. يَرْفَعُ مَنْ يُشَاءُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَخْفِدُ. He raises whoever he likes and he destroys. Subhanallah. المهم. الوقف يا إخوة, you can condition it. For example, you say the rent of these shops to go to the sick. Not all the poor, only the sick. Or the widows. Or the widows of the shuhada, for example, in such a battle. You see? what it's supposed to be to all the posts, but you the owner, you make conditions. The same here, he said, this is a qiyas, that as you, al-waqf, you made it for sabilillah, when you do i'tikaf, you have made yourself waqf fi sabilillah, and ibadat Allah in those 10 days. So you can put conditions. You see how or not? Can you see the comparison or not? Khalas, and move on. Yalla, move on, wa khalasna ba'd. Tayyib. This is a waqf, and some ulama said there is, you cannot make conditions for the i'tikaf. And that's a strong opinion. They say, no, i'tikaf is, you cannot condition, because i'tikaf is a ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is, that is a great debate amongst the ulama. But when the current situation in the West, with a lot of people that cannot take holidays, and they have to at least go for work and come back, we say this opinion is more helpful for the shabab, that if he has to work, to make an intention that he has to go 3 or 4 hours to work and come back to his i'tikaf before he starts the i'tikaf, he couples it with his intention that inshallah I want to do i'tikaf in the last 10 days, and in the working days I need to go to work and come back. That will be part of your intention, and that opinion helps us a lot here in the West. I know some great scholars and ulama said this is the incorrect opinion. The correct opinion, you don't condition an i'tikaf, but Allahu alam, both of it is based on qiyas, and we find the easier for the shabab is the opinion of Ibn Qudama rahimahullah. وَلَا يُبَاشِرُ امْرَأَتَهُ, he said, and he does not, he must not touch a woman with desires. وَلَا يُبَاشِرُ امْرَأَتَهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, he said, do not تُبَاشِرُهُن, do not touch them with desire while you are in the masjid, while you are in the masjid. So if you are doing i'tikaf and you had to go home, your son is sick, right? And you haven't been with your wife for the whole week, and you saw your wife and you can't help yourself, you're not allowed to touch her with desire nor sleep with her. Let's just say she came to the masjid for you, even if you are the Amir of the masjid and you have your own room, and your wife came in to sit with her in the one room, you can't go any further in touching and anything. You are in i'tikaf, so you're not allowed to come near your wife with desire whatsoever. Intercourse and the less. Not only intercourse and the less. Anything, even touching or kissing, whilst you are in i'tikaf, you're not allowed to. And remember, you are fasting in the day. In the evening, even if you're not fasting, meaning in the evening also, after you break your fast, you're still not allowed to. وَإِنْ سَأَلَ عَنِ الْمَرِيضِ وَغَيْرِهِ فِي طَرِيقِهِ وَلَمْ يُعَرِّجْ إِلَيْهِ جَاز. He said, وَإِنْ سَأَلَ عَنِ الْمَرِيضِ, if he asked on his way about a patient, في طريقه, if he asked on his way about a patient or someone else, ولم يعرج إليه جاز, without visiting him, it is permissible. Here in Muslim, Aisha radiallahu anhu, she said, إني كنت لأدخل البيت للحاجة والمريض فيه فما أسأل عنه إلا وأنا مارة. طيب. He said that Aisha said, I used to enter the house for a need, and while I am in i'tikaf and the sick is in it, and I would not ask except whilst I was passing. And also we have said that you are allowed to visit the sick anyway if there is someone sick, and follow the janazah if you are in i'tikaf. And with this we have finished the chapter of i'tikaf, and inshallah, as I told you, we finished the chapter of fasting and i'tikaf. Next week, inshallah, I will not be here. I've got a lecture somewhere else. Then the following weeks, inshallah, we're going to do some lectures in Aqeedah and Manhaj Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. We'll leave it to then, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. If you have any question, we'll take it. Otherwise, جزاكم الله خير. And we'll see you next week. السلام. We'll see you the following week. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Any question, يا شباب؟
Something similar to, you know, you said there's masjid in the Arab countries, so they don't pray Jummah, but they pray the five daily prayers. We have one in Greenacre, in Ballora. The women are allowed to go there, but the men aren't.
The women are allowed to do i'tikaf there, yes, but the men, yes.
The men aren't.
Yeah. The men can, but it is not the best. He said the men can, but then they're forced to go out for Salat al-Jumu'ah. That's why he said you go to a place where you can pray Jama'ah and the Jumu'ah.